We're back with more of Lake Effect Weekend. I'm Bonnie North. Milwaukee's art scene is not restricted to galleries and bank lobbies. Among its less obvious treasures, temporary installations have become more bountiful here, in part thanks to an organization called InSight. Since 2006, when the organization's first project at 35th Street and North Avenue went up, the arts organization has pulled together neighborhood and city forces to curate temporary public art installations in unexpected places, always with the idea of drawing positive attention to the unique qualities of a specific neighborhood. This month, InSight broadens its focus to a 20-block span between 17th and 37th Streets for an installation entitled Art on Fond du Lac. It opens this weekend with walking tours and a multi-neighborhood art fair. WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Benz slipped in among the major traffic artery to capture some of the art in progress.
The sound of traffic is strangely absent on this normally vehicle-clogged intersection of Fond du Lac and Locust. It's no fluke. InSight organizers managed to convince the city's Department of Public Works that it was a good idea to shut down the intersection on this Sunday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. You have only to listen to InSight's creator, Peggy Christensen, a short time to figure out who did the convincing.
This is one of the most complex intersection paintings that I think has ever been done in the country.
No, let's not exaggerate.
I'm not exaggerating. One, it's the most complex because it's such a busy street. This is a state highway. And two, because of Reggie's design, he created this incredibly complex design.
That's Reginald Baylor, accomplished local artist. Right now, he's distributing pots of paint and quietly doling out instructions to volunteers.
And he donated this design. Yeah. So this would have cost us, at a minimum, $20,000, and that's lowballing it. This is his first public art project, and there have been so many people who have made donations. The paint is a special milk paint. The stencil over there, we laid down that entire stencil first thing in the morning, and that's from Jonko Industries in Milwaukee, and they gave us a huge discount.
Reginald Baylor is painting a black line on the pavement as I approach. His design inspiration that went from his head to huge stencil and the dingy pavement below our feet was the old railroad trestle above our heads.
I thought, why not do a train and then put content in the cars that are reflective of the community? And also not just this community, but any community, which is safety, good food, place to rest, security.
Watching volunteers carefully filling in his outlined engine and bulging railroad cars in vibrant shades of red and yellow, where commuters normally rule, Baylor acknowledges you can't get much more fleeting than this creation.
I think there'll be, you know, there'll be remnants of it for a long time. So who knows? Maybe everyone loves it. Maybe they love it enough they just say every time it starts disappearing, we just do this and repaint.
A multi-generational cluster of girls and women take turns with a paintbrush, filling in a giant wheel. They say they represent the Jones-Johnson family, whose lineage reaches far back into the neighborhood's history.
This is great because our neighborhood needs it. We need to be recognized over here, especially my family been over here for years. Been in Milwaukee since the 1800s.
And our great-grandfather worked for the railroad tracks. We happy to see this, just doing this to where the neighborhood come together and paint. And I prefer if they can do the whole Fond du Lac like this,
the
with the walls. It would be real good.
With sculptures and everything.
Lena Scheibengraber picks up a paintbrush knowing little about the neighborhood. She's a recent El Verno graduate with 3 degrees, but she had the day off and thought she would help.
But now that I've seen it put together and even just a stencil is being put down, I didn't realize how big it was going to be. So, and I think it's really, really neat. I just hope it stays here for a while.
Scheibengraber considers what her takeaway will be when she turns over her art supplies at the end of the day.
Okay, because I'm really interested in economic development, so I'm going to kind of go nerdy on this. I think that this kind of, it can spark something, I think, with bringing more people to the area that normally they wouldn't come to it just because it's, you know, they think of it as a rundown area or scary or whatever, you know, whatever they may think of it. I think this, like, little pieces like this really kind of breathe new life into places, and it can bring more people and make it a more just kind of like happy neighborhoody feel of an area instead of, you know, somewhere where people avoid going.
I'm willing to wager that if Tony Gibson had heard Scheibengraber's words, he would have beamed. He's lived here for 12 years and chairs the Johnson Park Neighborhood Association. It's one of the groups that rallied around bringing temporary public art onto Fond du Lac.
I've seen a lot of transformation in the neighborhood. It's just wonderful what's going on now with the temporary art project, with InSight.
Gibson gazes at the installation going up at Johnson's Park, located at the southeastern reach of the project. The park area has turned upside down, in a good way, since Gibson moved here. The area used to be marked by boarded-up homes and vacant lots.
A lot of that came because of the residents that chose to take a chance on the neighborhood and build homes. And all of the residents that we have professors, law enforcement, medical professionals, and they chose to build in this neighborhood. They could have built in any neighborhood or any suburb in Milwaukee or the outlying areas.
Artist Anushka Beck felt deeply responsible when she learned more about her assigned palette. Johnson's Park stands on land once filled with homes and shops. That is, until a freeway plan that ultimately failed erased a large sweep of the neighborhood. Long before that history, this spot figured prominently in the Underground Railroad. The artist latched onto that theme. Her partner and a fellow artist are helping Peck erect 7 tall poles of varying heights. Each will hold clusters of birdhouses.
Right now, Brent and Julia are working on getting the posts ready for us to put the birdhouses on.
Peck painted the 28 structures in brilliant designs reminiscent of quilts.
Based on quilts that were used during the Underground Railroad, patterns that were used to help guide people northward. So a lot of this is about wayfinding, having a sense of being able to look outside of your present circumstance and to see a way out of that present circumstance.
How big is your brush?
Artist George Jones sees nothing symbolic in what he calls functional sculpture. He hopes to provide a tangible action step for people to consider. He's very much mid-construction of his year-round urban farming system when I stop by. A crew from Milwaukee Community Service Corps is painting window frames and helping with assembly. Within a small space, Jones' design captures rainwater and harnesses heat from the sun.
I'm going to build a soda can solar system or frame to harness heat from the sun a little more efficiently. And I'm going to sort of expand my rainwater catching capacity.
I have to imagine it for now, but Jones says the captured raindrops will nourish crops growing in 5-gallon buckets.
I use a bottom watering system as opposed to a top watering system, so the roots drink when they want to, and they're going to be daisy chained to a rain barrel that then is connected to the roof that collects the rainwater.
Taking control of your growing, a la George Jones.
I mean, essentially it's to highlight alternative ways to grow healthy food using repurposed and found material.
Jones has a convert in Service Corps member Christian Fortaberry. He's peppering Jones with questions about his design. The 23-year-old says he recently completed his GED and is gobbling up all the certificates and training opportunities he can. He didn't know anything about the InSight project coming in, but thinks it's a good thing. His observation: he hasn't seen much that's good happening in the neighborhood.
My brother stays around the corner, so I know this neighborhood pretty well. I'm happy to see something like this around here.
Fortaberry plans to borrow George Jones's concept to build a year-round greenhouse for his mom. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
The Art on Fond du Lac opens this weekend. You can observe George Jones's greenhouse and other installations change through the season. The exhibit will be in place through April of 2014. Unfortunately, there's not much left of Reginald Baylor's railroad art to be seen. Since its completion, Mother Nature had her way with the mural during a downpour. In the near future, a vinyl panel depicting the image will be mounted near the intersection. Baylor's work can be seen in various indoor locations, however, including at the Milwaukee Art Museum's Wisconsin 30 show.